But no final deal was made as Gazprom wants Ukraine to pay all its bills, an estimated $5 billion. Russian gas prices have increased by 80% over the past few months, and Kiev says Moscow is using this as a political lever following the crisis in Crimea and in the east. Jonathan Crane reports.
For now, the taps stay open. Talks to avoid Ukraine's gas pipeline being shut off will continue on Monday. That's after debts for deliveries in February and March were paid off. The EU's helping to broker a deal.
We haven't yet reached the final agreement, but further progress was made.
Ukraine's gas company Naftogaz said it had transferred $786 million to Russia's state-owned Gazprom, making a small dent in the $3.5 billion the energy giant said it was owed. After the ousting of President Viktor Yanukovych in February, previous discounts that Kiev enjoyed were cancelled, causing prices to rise by more than 80%. Kiev's refused to pay at that rate and wants to renegotiate. Moscow, which had threatened to cut off the supply, is now willing to listen.
We are prepared to make a goodwill gesture to allow for discounts and to settle the debts.
To compound Ukraine's woes, starting from June, future deliveries must be paid for up front.